Again, we are having to talk about this again. 3 or 4 months ago, I said that Adam Silver should kick Draymond Green out of the NBA for life. I mean, enough is enough already with this doofus. Enough is enough with this disease. At minimum, Draymond Green should have been suspended for the season after he chose to identify as Roddy Piper and put Rudy Gobert in a sleeper hold. Now, of course, Dre had an excuse for his behavior. He always has an excuse. "I'm sorry, Adam. I thought Rudy needed a hug. Dre was just trying to make him feel brotherly love." Instead of eradicating this cancer from the NBA, Adam Silver, he decided to enroll Draymond Green in sensitivity training, or maybe it was anger management. Whatever it was, it didn't work. This is why I call Adam Silver Alice. Adam Silver views himself as a player's commissioner. What that really means is Alice does not have the intestinal fortitude to stand up to star NBA players. Now, he has no problem handing out discipline to role players, but when it comes to superstar players, and I hesitate to call Draymond Green a superstar because the truth is, Draymond Green is the most overrated player in the history of the NBA. If Captain Doofus had been drafted by the Atlanta Hawks, he would have been out of the league in 5 or 6 years. At best, he would have been a career journeyman player, bouncing around from team to team, wearing out his welcome. After last night, I think we are finally getting to the point to where Draymond Green might be wearing out his welcome in the City of Rainbows. You know, I feel bad for Steph Curry. He's taken a lot of shit on social media right now for breaking down in tears last night. But I completely understand his frustration. Klay Thompson is no longer Klay Thompson. He's a shell of his former self, mainly due to injuries. Andre Iguodala is gone. Kevin Durant ain't coming back. Young talent like Jordan Poole ain't coming back. Two guys who could be helping an aging Steph Curry right now, they are no longer playing for the Rainbow Warriors because of Draymond Green. The face of Andrew Wiggins has been on the side of a milk carton for the last 2 years. He continues to miss games for personal reasons. For large portions of the season, no one can find him. At 36 years old, Steph Curry is looking for guys he can rely on. He is looking for guys he can depend on. Unfortunately for Steph Curry, the only player left on the roster from the dynasty years, Draymond Green. And the only thing you can depend on with Draymond Green is his unique ability to fuck everything up. You know, I don't hate anyone, but whatever the feeling or the adjective is that is right under hate, that is how I feel about Draymond Green. There are very few public figures that I detest. Draymond Green at the top of the list. He is numero uno. He ranks higher than Keith Olbermann. Kitty poo! He ranks higher than the Wicked Weave Joy Reid. Draymond Green is a disease to the NBA. He is selfish. He's egotistical. He's been riding Superman's cape his entire career. And for some reason, Draymond Green thinks because he is riding shotgun on the cape, he has become Superman himself. I cannot stand people who think they are better than they actually are. Last night, the Rainbow Warriors, they're in Orlando to play a critical game against the Magic. These last 10, maybe 12 games, they are crucial for the Rainbow Warriors. Right now, they are sitting at 10th place in the Western Conference. Houston Rockets, the hottest team in the NBA, they're one game behind them. Now, the Rockets, I think they've won 10 straight, so it is crucial that the Warriors keep winning so they have a chance to get into the play-in tournament, where if they win the play-in tournament, they will earn the right to be absolutely humiliated in the first round of the playoffs. 4 minutes into the first quarter, Paolo Banchero drives the lane, drawing a foul on Andrew Wiggins. Now, for some reason, this was extremely bothersome for Draymond Green. I have no idea why. Foul wasn't called on him. Hell, he was barely part of the play. I guess Dre was going through attention withdrawals. I guess he wanted some masculine attention from NBA officials. Because Draymond Green, He inserts his dumb ass into a situation that has absolutely nothing to do with him. Dre was doing what he does best, complaining. He's barking at the officials, picks up a technical foul. Now, at this point, most players in the NBA, most grown men with a semblance of emotional maturity, they would look at this technical foul as a sign to shut the hell up. Not Draymond Green, though. No! Several of his teammates from the Rainbow Warriors, including Steph Curry, they ran towards Dre, begging him to shut his facial orifice. They were begging him to think about the season, think about his teammates. Basically, they were begging Draymond Green to think about someone other than himself. Problem is, Dre has the emotional maturity of a confused teenager who identifies as Garfield and buries his doodle in a litter box. Honestly, I think Steve Kerr is at least partially to blame here. For the past 8 or 10 years, Stevie has allowed this type of behavior. It was fine when the Warriors were winning. Draymond is the heart and soul of our team. He's the muscle. It's just Dre being Dre. Now, when the dynasty is rapidly coming to an end and the erratic behavior of Draymond Green is disrupting the locker room and the season, now all of a sudden, it's a problem. When the truth is, this has been a problem for the last decade that Stevie has refused to address. Here is what happened last night, though. Watch for yourself.
Suggs crossed paths with him. It's kind of what the Warriors... Draymond's going to get a T and a technical free throw. Draymond's got to be careful here. Yeah. You're already down Kuminga.
Well, Steph
got one T early. Steve just took a timeout.
Yeah.
And you want to get away from Ray Acosta so this doesn't grow.
You got multiple guys from the Warriors bench just coming over just to make sure Draymond doesn't go over the line here. Got to watch out. He's letting them hear it. The officials are kind of letting him speak and say his piece. They got another attack.
AG's gone.
KC, that wasn't that bad. We have seen behavior from Draymond Green that is significantly worse than this. Yeah. Yeah, but that doesn't excuse it. Matter of fact, Draymond Green, he is supposed to be on his best behavior. He's supposed to be happy to be here because he shouldn't be. This is why I said back in December, after he put Rudy Gobert in a sleeper hold, tried to brutally assault Yusuf Nurkic, that Adam Silver had to send a message to Draymond Green. Bullies, they don't respond to sensitivity training. They don't respond to anger management. They don't respond to a stern talking to. Guys like Draymond Green, they typically respond to one thing. Force. I told you in December, if Alice Silver did not handle this situation with Draymond Green correctly, we were going to continue seeing this behavior and it was going to get worse. And by handle it correctly, I mean suspending him for the rest of the season at minimum. Now, if I were commissioner of the NBA, Draymond Green, he would have been kicked out of the league. Instead, Alice Silver, he doesn't do a damn thing, and here we are. The situation last night with Draymond Green, it happened about 24 hours after he grabbed Patty Mills by the neck and tried to clothesline him to the floor. Watch for yourself.
Okay, Thee, I wasn't trying to hurt Patty. I was just trying to give him a hug. You know how Dre loves a nice masculine embrace. Ooh.
Three months ago, Draymond Green claimed to be a changed man. Now, I don't know about you guys, I'm not seeing any change. I'm seeing the opposite. I see Draymond Green escalating his behavior. What is it going to take for Adam Silver to do what needs to be done here? Draymond Green shouldn't have been playing in that game last night. He should have been suspended for trying to clothesline Patty Mills the night before.
But KC, what if he didn't mean to do it? It could have been incidental contact.
Draymond Green has lost the luxury of being given the benefit of the doubt. Enough is enough. This dude is a cancer to the NBA. He has no place in this league. Like I said, His behavior is getting worse when he is supposed to be on his best behavior. Question is, why? Why are we seeing this dangerous behavior more and more often from Draymond Green? I mean, we know he lacks emotional maturity, but he's lacked emotional maturity throughout his NBA career. Why are we seeing it escalate this season? Maybe Draymond Green is coming to the harsh realization that it's over. The ride is over. The dynasty is over, which means a large piece of Draymond Green's identity is about to be taken from him. Last month, The Athletic, they spoke with ownership in Golden State. Ownership told The Athletic that they were hoping to get under the luxury tax next season. For years, the Warriors have paid hundreds of millions of dollars trying to keep the dynasty alive. Now, I don't know the specifics. I don't know what ownership means when they say they want to get under the luxury tax threshold, but I take that as them saying we are looking to rebuild. We are looking to demolish the current roster. Now, does that mean they are going to trade Steph Curry? Probably not. However, if they can't build an immediate contender, does Steph Curry really want to be there? Could he request a trade? Now, I think he wants to end his career in Golden State, but does he really want to end his career going through a rebuild? What does it mean, though, for Draymond Green? He's got 3 years left on his contract, but from an outsider's perspective, it seems like he is starting to wear out his welcome in Golden State. Maybe he knows they are thinking about trading him in the offseason. At that point, his NBA career is essentially over. Draymond Green, I believe, is a product of his environment. What I mean by that, his success is tied to the fact that he played with two of the greatest shooters in the history of the league. He rode the cape of Steph and Klay, rode the cape of Kevin Durant, then he got jealous of Kevin Durant and ran him out of town. Now, will there be any repercussions for Draymond Green for his behavior in the last two games? No. Alice Silver won't do a damn thing about it, but he should. He should. Draymond Green should be suspended for the rest of the season, but give me your thoughts. Two incidents involving Draymond Green in less than 48 hours. He clotheslines Patty Mills. He gets ejected in the first 4 minutes against the Magic. He has Steph Curry breaking down in tears, frustrated with his consistently erratic behavior. Should Draymond Green be suspended for the season? Is Adam Silver responsible for this? I hold Adam Silver at least partially responsible because he has refused to address these situations with Draymond Green for the last 8, 9, 10 years. But let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.